This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Now that we have seen what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2 about the Holy Spirit's part in producing and proclaiming God's Word, let's turn our attention to the final point, which amplifies the focus of this chapter. God wants us to know what He has prepared for those who love Him. That point is the Holy Spirit's part in perceiving or understanding God's Word. To start with, verse 14 says, "The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned." The natural man lives in a different world than the one who has by faith trusted in Jesus Christ and in the saving work he did by dying on the cross. If you don't understand the good news about Jesus Christ, then you have evidence that you are a natural man, not a spiritual man. Paul said in verse 8 that none of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. You will only perceive and understand the truth of what God has prepared for those who love Him if you put your faith in Jesus Christ for your salvation. It is then that the Holy Spirit enters your life and begins illuminating the truth to your mind and heart. It's only then you will understand and not think it's all something foolish. My prayer is that you will take that step of faith in Christ to be your personal Savior. If you do, let me know. You can do that by logging on to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the contact information link. I look forward to hearing from you. Or email me, ludgoltz@outlook.com.